This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. All this week, we're looking at accessibility and how technology is helping people with disabilities approach their lives in new ways. Today's installment starts with an anomaly, a Harvard professor who doesn't like to read. Until recently, Dr. Matt Schneps, an astrophysicist who suffers from dyslexia, published a study this month with some surprising findings. Turns out reading on a computer screen, even a tiny one, might actually help people like Dr. Schneps with things like speed and focus.
Over the years, I would try everything possible to try to read the things that I had to read. And eventually, I found that reading on computer screens was more helpful for me than on paper. And then later, when things like the iPhone came out and, say, the New York Times was easily available on this small screen device, you know, I found that blowing up the text really large enabled me to read it without the usual effort that I felt when it was on paper. And I didn't think very much about it at the time. I just kind of filed it away and said, hey, this is kind of cool, and I used it for myself. But then some years later, it occurred to me, hey, you know, this actually might help some people. And so we began to investigate it scientifically.
So what have you learned since you started researching this?
So what we did is we had people, high school students with dyslexia from Landmark High School in Massachusetts, read using a small screen device. And we also had them read on a larger screen device like an iPad. And we tracked their eye movements while they were reading. And what we found is that when they read on the small screen device, inefficient eye movements that the people with dyslexia made tended to be reduced. And they were able to read faster, and they made fewer eye motions while they were reading, and they also made fewer eye movement errors. In other words, they didn't look back at the word quite as often.
Uh-huh.
When they read on the small screen device. And it was the first evidence that, you know, reading on a device like this actually is helpful.
Yeah, this could be a potentially, you know, a big revelation, because I think a lot of people assume that we're all a little bit more distractible when we're reading on a small digital screen. Maybe we actually don't retain some of the stuff that we're just kind of like looking at and playing with on our iPhone. But some of your findings actually suggest the opposite.
Well, actually, yes, that's 100% correct. What we feel is going on is that the small screen acts almost like blinders on a horse. So it kind of narrows down the patch of text that you're trying to process at a given moment. And for people who ordinarily struggle with reading, these people, such as myself, are distracted by the text. And it's not that we're distracted by, say, something interesting, you know, a game we want to play, but we're just distracted by the words on the page. And so this kind of narrowing down the lines so they're very short helps people like me who have these. It's a form of attention deficit, but it's a visual attention deficit. So it actually controls distraction.
How do you hope these findings might help people with dyslexia?
You know, Landmark High School, where we did our study, is composed of people who have very severe reading issues, you know, so severe that they need to go to a special school in order to help them. And so these students have been through years of drill and practice. But what we found is that when you gave these students the iPhone as an option to read, they were able to improve their reading above and beyond what they gained through years of practice. And so one way of looking at this is that you can get a little extra boost out of, you know, traditional treatments of dyslexia. But another way of looking at it is, you know, if some people can't have the opportunity to go to a really fine remedial program like at Landmark, they might still benefit tremendously just by reading on the iPhone or small screen device alone. You know, it's not that they're going to become fabulous readers. That they're never going to even reading on the iPhone. Even when I read on the iPhone, I'm not reading as fast as, say, a strong reader. Not by a long shot.
Okay.
But for me, it's the difference between reading or not reading at all. And I have to tell you, for 20 years of my life, I just stopped reading. I just said, I don't want to read anymore. And I had people who work for me, you know, do my reading and tell me what it says. And I didn't read books or read anything. And finally, you know, when I discovered this technique, it allowed me to read books again for the first time.
How did that feel?
Well, it felt really great. I mean, I really enjoy reading. I always enjoyed reading. It's just that it's very effortful. You know, I'll often go to a bookstore. I used to go to a bookstore, and I'll find some really great book, and I'll buy it, and I'll bring it home, and I'll say, gee, this is so interesting. I want to read it. And then I start to open the book, and it just becomes so difficult to do. I end up putting the book aside. And I have at home this, I call it a pile of shame. You know, it's this pile of books that I just have not been able to read because it's just been so difficult. And now, you know, I can read something. I mean, I don't read it, you know, as quickly. It might take me, you know, twice as long to read a book as someone else, but I can read a book. And it is very exciting. The one bad side is because I'm looking at it so theoretically, I'm not enjoying reading the books as much. I'm kind of paying so much attention to how my eyes are moving and all this kind of stuff. So it sort of ruined it for me, but that's only because, you know, I'm studying reading.
Naturally, as we grow older, I feel like we tend to distrust some aspects of technological advancement. And I'm just curious as to whether and how this research has changed the way you feel about new technology, or if it has?
Well, you know, I'm a strange case. You know, I work in scientific fields, and everything we do depends on technology, and we always want the technology to be better. And so from my perspective, you know, that's not an issue. But the other side of it is I'm a fairly successful scientist. You know, I'm at a good institution. I have a good career. I've done lots of things. And yet I have dyslexia, okay? I have this very disturbing and difficult issue with reading. And the only reason I've been able to succeed in my career is because I use technology. And so as soon as a piece of technology becomes available, I'm immediately thinking, how can I use this to get around my problems? You know, so whether it be computer programming or some new gizmo, and I think our research shows that technology, you know, can help people, even people who struggle to read. And, you know, the technology wasn't invented to help struggling readers. And yet, if you set it up in the right way, some struggling readers benefit from it. So, you know, I'm very optimistic about the use of technology.
Matt Schneps is the director of the Laboratory of Visual Learning at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics. Matt, thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.